Hello, my name is Mathura Mahendran, and I work at the Department of Imaginary Affairs. I'll give you a second to debate whether this is a hoax and whether the Department of Imaginary Affairs is in fact real. And then I'll confirm that we are indeed real. We are a nonprofit based in Canada. And as with any real organization, we have a real mission, which is to seek, collect, and share the stories of Canadians in order to facilitate a deeper sense of belonging, well-being, and civic engagement among our citizens. And we are so real that we are working on a storytelling project that we want to invite you to participate in from the comfort of your socially distanced, quarantined home. Now, before I share more, I invite you to find yourself a quiet, or if you have kids at home, quiet-ish space indoors. We're about to go on a bit of a journey as we reveal to you our invitation, and we ask for about 8 minutes of your time. To start, I'll ask that you close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so, and take 5 deep breaths with me. We, at the Department of Imaginary Affairs, are creating a time capsule. We are creating a time capsule because we believe we are in a moment. And we believe that the stories that we tell about this moment will shape our individual and collective futures for the years to come. At a time like this, when our schools are shut down, our community spaces are closed, many people are out of jobs, and the ones that are working are having to put themselves at risk, and we're fighting a virus we don't yet completely understand. This can all feel like we don't have a choice. It can feel like things are happening to us. It can feel like the world's problems are just too big for us to solve. It can be anxiety-inducing and overwhelming. It can feel easier to look for escapes and distract ourselves entirely from what is happening around us. And yet, it is in these moments when there is the most opportunity for change. For new ideas to surface. For new leaders and leadership to emerge. It is only in moments like these when our normal is disrupted so significantly that we can see how broken things really are. Moments like these reveal the kind of change we need in the world. This moment has revealed the need for paid sick days so that people don't have to choose between their health and paying their rent. It has revealed the need to think collectively rather than individually. That no one is safe unless everyone is safe. This moment has revealed that borders are man-made and mean nothing to the diseases that spread across them. This moment has revealed how much we depend on schools and teachers to keep our kids safe and occupied. This moment has revealed how much we crave social connection, but also how much of that we can achieve virtually. This moment has revealed how drastically air pollution decreases when everyone stays at home. And this moment has revealed that our healthcare systems cannot handle the worst-case scenario. This moment has changed so much of how we think, feel, and behave. And when it passes, we will have a choice. Will we go back to the way things used to be? Or will we use it as an opportunity to do things differently? What has been your experience over the past few days, weeks even? What has been the most challenging? What has been the most surprising? What are you thinking or doing that you've never done before or thought about before? What have you learned about yourself and the people around you, the world around you, over the past few days? The stories that we tell ourselves about this moment matter and will matter. This is because more often than not, we don't remember experiences themselves, but rather we remember the stories we tell ourselves and others about them. And as humans, we have a tendency to tell stories based on the peak moments and the end results of an experience. We forget how long something took. We forget the nuanced feelings that we felt at each moment. We forget the micro decisions that we made that led to those peak moments or those end results, whether they were positive or negative. Perhaps this is why history repeats itself, because we forget how we got here. We forget the journey and the lessons learned along that journey, and we end up falling into the same or similar cycles, similar rabbit holes and ways of thinking or doing. So, as an antidote to this, we invite you to co-create with us an artifact that will honor and memorialize the everyday experiences, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual experiences of life in the time of COVID-19. Think of it as a time capsule of sorts, a collection of stories that honor the spectrum of experiences. The grief, the joy, the frustration, the excitement, the reflection, the anger, the exhaustion, the renewal, the scarcity, the abundance, the clarity, the uncertainty, the community, the loneliness, the purpose, the confusion, and so much more that this moment has evoked in us. We invite you to capture these moments in a letter to your future self. How far into the future is totally up to you. It could be a month from now, a year from now, a decade from now. It's totally up to you. And we invite you to write for yourself first. If you decide that you end up not wanting to share or would prefer to share anonymously instead, that's totally fine. Write for yourself first. Write about what about this moment? Like, what ways of thinking, doing, and being do you want to preserve moving forward? What do you wish we would hold on to? What are the reflections and lessons you want to remember? What are the anecdotes from these past few weeks that you want to capture? What has felt the most unexpected or surprising for you? What part of this didn't you see coming? And looking back, what part of this makes so much sense? And then, once you've given yourself space to reflect on the parts of this moment you want to hold on to, take some time to think about what you want to let go of. What are the ways of thinking, doing, and being you want to shed? As you write this letter, paint a picture for your future self. Tell them where you are. Tell them what you're thinking, how you're feeling, what you're doing, how you're spending these days, and what you think is yet to come. That last piece, imagining the future, may feel tricky right now, especially when so much is uncertain. But what better time to imagine a new world than when so much of the current world is falling apart and falling away? Think of the world today as a computer that we've denied updates to for far too long. It has now become overwhelmed and it has shut down. But the good news is, it's in the process of restarting and installing updates, and we get to decide what those updates are. Channel your favorite fiction author. Flex your imagination, aka your world-building muscle, and let yourself tease out the details of yours and our potential future. And with that, I'm going to let you go. Take the time that you need, or don't worry about remembering all of the questions. We'll include the transcript of this visualization below, and just write what wants to come out of you.